Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time to get expert advice. Fantasy football players, call 799-1250 right now and have your questions answered by rotowire.com's fantasy football insider, Kevin Payne. Brought to you by the Q Club of Wisconsin, Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Catch all your sports action and enjoy their award-winning fish fry every Wednesday and Friday.
Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Brewers, of course, lose yesterday. Back into those guys in about 10 minutes here on The Fan. Right now, do need to help you in your Week 7 fantasy lineups. A few buys this week. The Packers, of course. Seattle's off. Oakland's off. Pittsburgh's off. So, actually, some of these lineups taking big hits, as you may have seen if you're already doing some FAAB bidding or whatever you may be doing. If you've got a question for Kevin Payne, rotowire.com, now's the time to call. 414-799-1250. You can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. And if you're going to tweet us at 1057fmthefan, please do use the hashtag AskKevin or my eyes will not see it. Hashtag AskKevin to get yours in. I'll start with the first question. This is, this came to us via email. It says, Derek Anderson or Nathan Peterman. Actually, this looks like it's from Sean McDermott, Kevin. How are things with you over in Buffalo?
Well, let me tell you, nobody cares about my fantasy leagues, but I literally won a league that was a high-stakes league by half a point on that last Rodgers to Devontae Adams pass to get them closer for the field goal. Actually won a league because of that full-point PPR, so I needed the yardage and the catch. Worked out great. There was nobody that was a bigger Packers fan than me the other night. Derek Anderson's the way to go. We've seen what it is with Nathan Peterman, and it's not good. So at least they're doing the right thing. And basically the word around town was the veterans were going to go crazy if they went ahead and started Peterman over Derek Anderson. So look for Derek Anderson to start for the next few, probably 2 to 3 weeks.
That Adams touchdown, that was weird because I won a league based on that play, but I also lost two other leagues just on that play. I don't know why it affected so many people, but that play was interesting. Rodgers, for as you know, well as the or bad as the Packers have been, I guess, although they do have a winning record, he's been putting up some yardages the last few weeks. But he's off. The Steelers are off. There's a lot of Raiders and Seahawks are off. So I'm expecting some interesting questions today.
Yeah, and you know, in a few weeks too, we're going to be into. There's going to be 2 weeks where there's six teams on bye. So it's going to get even harder. So right now, you've really got to hit that waiver wire. I write an article every week about it. You got to get on that because things are going to get there's going to be a lot of tough choices in the next few weeks with four teams or six teams on bye.
All right, 414-799-1250. You can tweet us with the hashtag AskKevin, 1057FM The Fan. We'll talk to him for about 8 minutes. And so you better get in now. And since I approached you with the Bills question, let's start with the Bills question. Let's go to Rory in Franklin. What's up, Rory?
Brock Osweiler or Derek Anderson?
Quit.
First place team. It's a 14-team dynasty league, so every starting quarterback is already on a roster.
Ooh, all right.
You know, and I have Aaron Rodgers and Roethlisberger on bye at the
yikes.
Same time.
I see.
Yeah, so here's the crazy thing. I have the exact same question in one of my leagues. I'm starting Eli Manning, and then my second quarterback, same situation. All the quarterbacks are taken. Has to be Derek Anderson or Brock Osweiler. I'll tell you who I'm going to go with. That's Brock Osweiler. Anderson probably doesn't know the whole playbook. The Bills haven't thrown for any yardage other than a couple games where Josh Allen's run for touchdowns. The position just isn't that fruitful. I don't see the upside there. At least with Brock Osweiler, man, he had a great game against a tough Bears defense. He's at home. I'm going to say go with Brock Osweiler over Derek Anderson.
Email from Josh. He wants to know one of three PPR, Marlon Mack, Devin Funchess, Jordan Howard.
You can't trust Jordan Howard anymore, especially if he puts the ball on the ground again. Believe it or not, out of all these guys, I'm going to say Mack. He's finally healthy, played in his second game last week, had 12 carries. I think that that number of touches is going to grow this week. And the game flow playing against the Bills, they should be playing with a lead, kind of dictates more running, maybe a little bit less Andrew Luck this week. So I'm going to say go with Marlon Mack.
Alan tweets in, Jared Goff or Matty Ice?
Ooh, tough one. Matty Ice always plays good at home. I think you stick with Goff. I know he had a bad game last week, but still got a lot of potent weapons. We might see some Josh Reynolds this week. He's not a bad waiver wire pickup. So I'm going to say stick with Goff on the road in San Francisco.
Let's go to Jim in the Falls, 799-1250. What's up, Jim?
John Brown or Kenny Golladay?
Kenny Golladay. And I know Brown was blanketed, shut down last week. Look, Galladay's had, what, one bad game, really? The guy shows up each and every week. By the end of the season, he's going to have better numbers than either Tate or Marvin Jones, maybe even both of them. A guy with a lot of upside. I think it's almost every week, no matter what, you play Kenny Golladay.
Let's go to Juan in West Dallas. What's up, Juan?
Hey, half PPR. I got Matt Breda, Nelson Aguilar, Josh Gordon, or Philip Lindsay for my flex. One of them.
Yeah, it's going to be either Breida or Lindsay. I'm going to lean towards Lindsay because it seems like every week the guy somehow finds his way to 100 yards and got a 50-50 shot of getting into the end zone. Breida's right there too, though, so I would pick between one of those two. Not a huge lean. If I have to make a choice, I'm going with Philip Lindsay.
Keith says, 2 of 3, standard league. Breida, Royce Freeman, and Ito Smith, 2 of 3.
I'm going to sit Freeman in this one out of those three. Lindsay's going to get his work. Breida's going to get the lion's share of touches. And Ito Smith, his three consecutive games now finding the end zone, he's almost splitting touches with Tevin Coleman. I read a lot of stuff this week that Tevin Coleman's the main back, but the stats don't necessarily indicate that. So go ahead and sit Freeman out of those three.
Watson or Trubisky? That's from Zach.
Watson, for sure. Does stuff with his legs. No, it's not a great matchup, but Jacksonville did not look very good. Gave up a lot of fantasy points to Dak Prescott, so I think you go ahead and stick with Watson. Just hope he can stay in one piece. 70 hits he's taken so far this year on drop-back passes. So the offensive line's not doing him any favors, but he's putting up great fantasy numbers.
All right, a few more calls, then we'll do a lightning round for the rest of the tweets. Let's go to Nick in Jefferson. What's up, Nick?
Hey, good morning. Tyler Boyd, Brandon Cooks, or Kenny Golladay in a half-point PPR?
Wow, that's a nice problem to have because I like all those guys. We really see Boyd come on. He's probably the guy I would go with because this game should be a shootout. I mean, I like Cooks, too, and I like Golladay. Look and see if you can make some trades, especially now that Galladay's pass is by. This is going to be a headache of a question each and every week. All three of those guys are legit starters. See if you can go out and get a better quarterback or running back.
414-799-1250. Let's go to Jake, who's on the east side. What's up, Jake?
Hey, guys. I just need to use one of these three running backs in a standard league. Frank Gore, Royce Freeman, or Wendell Smallwood.
Yeah, this is a tough one. Gosh, I do kind of like Gore. I know there's not a ton of upside with him, but he's getting some touches, stealing Drake's work. Freeman has been pretty consistent, but Lindsay's there, and Smallwood has to deal with Clement. I'm going to say out of all these guys, I would probably go ahead, hold my nose, and go with Gore. If Drake puts the ball on the ground again, we may never see him for the rest of the season. We know Gore's going to go out and get his touches, and the bottom line is he's still producing at age 53 or whatever he is. So I'm going to say go with Frank Gore.
All right, I'll read some tweets, and we'll do a little lightning round, and we'll get some music behind us for that one. JJ, would you rather start Landry or Edelman half-point PPR?
Landry.
Sheets says Drew Brees or Andy Dalton.
Believe it or not, based on matchups, Andy Dalton.
Ooh, Brees has the Ravens.
Ravens, yeah, that's a tough one, especially now that Jimmy Smith is back.
Let's go to Nick. Nick says Jameis Winston or Drew Brees.
Again, I'm going to say Jameis Winston. Look what he did last week. I know it was against the bad defense, but the last five, six games, he seems to find his way to 300 yards. A lot of weapons there.
Isaiah Crowell or Marlon Mack?
Mack, better matchup.
BJ needs one standard league. Goodwin, Edelman, Royce Freeman, Kenyon Drake.
Go with Goodwin. Just be aware that sooner or later he's probably going to get hurt.
Okay. Brewman 19, non-PPR. Brandon Cooks, Edelman, Deion Lewis, Emmanuel Sanders in a flex.
I would expect Patrick Peterson to be on Sanders tonight. I'm going to say go with Brandon Cooks in this one.
Deshaun Watson or Jameis Winston?
Winston based on matchups.
Deshaun Watson or Andrew Luck?
Deshaun Watson. Bills defense is sneakily very good.
And that will do it for week 7. Kevin, we'll talk to you again in week 8. In the meantime, tweet Kevin, and you can find your work at rotowire.com.
Absolutely. rotowire.com/free to sign up for a free 10-day trial. And hit me up on Twitter at KC Payne, PAYNE26. Just make sure you follow me so I can give you a DM back with the answer to your question.
Kevin, we'll talk to you next week, man. Go Bills.
Go Bills, go Packers, go Brewers. Have a good one, Bart.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.